Section 2.
You will hear a speaker talking about swimming.
First, you will have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks very much for having me here today to speak to you on the topic of health and fitness. The focus of my talk today will be swimming and how it can not only keep you fit, but also be a social occasion, even a bit of fun. Now, as you probably all know, as we get older, it is harder to stay in shape and keep fit. Options like jogging don't always suit older people because of the strain they can cause on your knees and other joints. In fact, there are so many so-called healthy fitness options that can actually do more damage than good because of the strain. With swimming, however, the water can help support your weight, but at the same time provides some resistance, which makes it an excellent form of exercise that does not strain joints and muscles and has been found to be particularly useful for people suffering from arthritis. A gentle swim or even walk in water has also been proven to reduce blood pressure, and studies have shown that 20 minutes in the pool 3 times a week can reduce blood pressure within a matter of just 1 month. Now, some of you may be thinking that a swim in warmer weather is fine, but not so great in colder weather. Well, in fact, this is another of the advantages of swimming. Although it may be a little cold when you first get in, exercising in the water reduces the risk of overheating, common with many other forms of exercise. Overheating can actually cause problems as there is the risk of getting muscle pain. Before we take a short break, I'll just share a statistic with you. Just a few years ago, a study by McAllen Research Center found that out of 200 people aged 60 plus who had done some regular exercise in the previous 12 months, over 70% had stopped due to injury. Now, most of these injuries were caused by falls, which occurred during exercising. Even something as gentle as lawn bowling or walking. Now, when you consider that falling during swimming is not even possible, I think that's a great reason to consider it.
You now have some time to read questions 16 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 16 to 20.
Now, when I refer to swimming, I would just like to point out that you don't even need to be able to swim to take advantage of getting some exercise in the local swimming pool. There are lots of options available, so I'll start by talking about water walking. By wearing a specially designed belt with a section at the back that will keep you afloat, you can exercise at your own pace. All you need to do is move your legs as though you were walking. Because the water is carrying most of the weight, there is a lot less pressure and stress on your knees and legs. But at the same time, it is a very good way of getting some exercise. Also, because water walking is not a fast activity, you can do it with a friend or small group and can even have a conversation as you walk around the pool. For those of you who are quite confident with swimming, you can of course use the lanes to swim laps. However, I would make a strong recommendation here that you don't overdo it on your first couple of visits. We have found that people who build up their swimming lengths gradually, even if they only do 5 or 10 laps, end up going more often than people who rush and try to do 20 laps in the first visit and find it too hard. So, moderation is the key here. Now, as most of us are already retired and work hours are no longer a problem, you will be able to go during the day where it is a lot less busy. In addition to water walking and lane swimming, you can also join a fitness class. These are often referred to as aqua aerobics and involve gentle movements, which will be shown to you by your instructor. Most aqua aerobics classes will also involve the use of some weights, although I should say that these are generally very light. Again, this is a great option for those of you who are not that confident in the water, because most aqua aerobics classes are held in shallow pools where the water is no more than 1.2 meters deep. This means that you will be able to stand and don't have to worry about keeping afloat. Because aqua aerobics is done in groups, it can be a very sociable way to keep fit and do some exercise. The classes are often done with background music as well, so it makes it a little bit more interesting for people in the class.
That is the end of section 2. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.